Continuing our conversation with Farmer Greg about deciduous fruit trees, planting them, maintaining them, caring for them. We talked about successive ripening, but Farmer Greg, you've got slotted here three ways to kill your fruit trees. Now, this is a warning. This isn't advice.
Well, this is advice
against what not to do.
Exactly. And as you can imagine, in 22 years of a fruit tree program and educating literally tens of thousands of people, I get lots and lots of emails with pictures that say, what am I doing wrong here? And there is a consistent theme. Even today, I got an email from a lady and same problem, even with as much as I've been sharing. And those three things are planting in gravel or a hot microclimate, planting in grass, and using drip irrigation on your trees. So let's start with the hot microclimate. And a microclimate, you can have many of those in your yard. You could have a warmer spot in your yard and a cooler spot. And one of the things that makes a space warmer is anything concrete. So block walls, sidewalks, that kind of stuff, that's gonna hold onto the heat. Gravel, and our landscape professionals are notorious for planting landscapes, putting a poor plant in the landscape, putting one drip emitter right next to the trunk, and then raking gravel against it. Basically, what you just created is a solar oven. Now, don't get discouraged. I have a solution for every single one of these, but that is one of the big ways that people kill their trees, is it's just too hot. It's just too hot. Second way,
a lot of the landscapers, like you were saying, you know, they'll put a drip emitter there. It'll be a small tree, and that's the end of their service.
Yeah.
A lot of them aren't maintenance guys that come back and move the drip line out and add more as the tree grows. You know,
right?
If they're planting small, that's all the tree needs. Well, you've got to grow with the tree.
Exactly. Well, and I'm really encouraging people to shift away from drip if they can. We'll talk about that in a minute. Second way to kill your fruit trees is plant them in a lawn. Now, I'm not saying that if you have a hot microclimate or that you, if you have a lawn, that you can't plant trees. You absolutely can. We have solutions for that. But what I have found over and over again in the past 20 years is that lawns can and will outcompete your trees. The grass uses the nutrients and it basically chokes out the tree. I've taken dozens, probably hundreds of pictures around my neighborhood in the past 20 years of people doing just that. And then the third way to kill your fruit trees is with drip irrigation, one single emitter. Fruit trees need to have a good, deep, long water, and then they need to dry out in between. And a 1 gallon per hour drip emitter for 20 minutes, three times a week, isn't nearly enough water. So if you have drip irrigation, we have created a drip ring, which you can connect into your drip irrigation system that has 18 half gallon per hour emitters on it. So you're getting 9 gallons per hour. And we encourage people to run that for a good 6 to 8 hours, but less often. We need to be watering once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer. And that freaks out people a little bit, but I didn't invent that. I grew up on a property that had flood irrigation, and we got flood irrigation in the winter once a month. In spring, summer, and fall, we got it twice a month, and the trees absolutely thrived there. So I just took that model and projected it forward. And when people actually buy fruit trees from our program, it comes with a piece of education that walks them through a whole watering methodology. But that is a watering methodology that you need to do. You need to get a good deep water in the entire basin using either a bubbler or a hose or a drip ring.
And that drip ring, you were saying, you know, sometimes it could be more than 6 hours, which is what I've, in my experience, seemed that that's like the maximum time a sprinkler head will let you set it for.
Mm-hmm.
So to trick that, you started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then the second run time is at 12:01. And the second run time, if you're trying to get 10 hours, then the second runtime is only 4 hours. But
4 hours, you know, exactly.
So if it needs to be more than 6 hours, you just have to start it the next start time right after the first one.
Right. And there are ways to check to see that the water's getting deep enough. There's something called a soil probe. It's a metal probe that it's 3 feet long normally, and you push it down in your basin, and it goes down as far as the water has gone down. So you can check for that, or you can just really pay attention to the tree and see if the tree's suffering. You know, if the tree's a little wilty. Here's the thing though, overwatering a tree and underwatering a tree, the damage looks the same. So often what happens is people will be watering their trees 3 times a week. And if it's getting enough water 3 times a week, it starts to droop. What are you automatically going to do?
Add more water.
Add more water. Exactly. And then it'll droop more. And what are you going to do? You're going to add more water. And before you know it, you have a dead tree. So that's why we need to let the tree dry out in between. That's really important.
And that's the soil drying out. The roots have to breathe.
You know, exactly.
The extra water is actually drowning the root system. So
that's exactly what happened.
Halfway through our urban orcharding with Farmer Greg this Saturday morning. More after this.